Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
We're going to talk about a problem that is primarily a problem of the developing world. It is iron deficiency in children. It is the most common nutritional deficiency in children around the world. The estimates are it's about 30%, with the highest burden in children who are less than 5 years of age. It's particularly challenging, a problem for resource-limited regions, particularly in Asia and Africa. In the United States and other resource-rich countries, it really has much, much lower rates. Iron deficiency, in this sense, refers to the state in which there is sort of insufficient total body iron to maintain normal physiologic functions. Anemia, in contrast to just iron deficiency, anemia is typically defined as a hemoglobin concentration that's more than 2 standard deviations below normal. So iron, as we know, is an essential nutrient. It's approximately 75% of it is bound in the heme proteins, being hemoglobin and myoglobin. The remainder is bound in storage proteins such as ferritin and hemosiderin. The majority of iron needs are met by recycling iron, which occurs when blood cells break down, by macrophages. But in little people, infants and children, there really isn't enough recycling. So 30% of daily iron needs have to come from the diet. So where iron deficiency and anemia are common, should we be supplementing infants living in countries where there is low iron in the diet? So you found a poem. It was actually published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It starts on page 982 in the year 2021. It attempts to answer the clinical question, does iron supplementation in infants living in low-income countries where anemia is common improve cognitive and other meaningful health outcomes? Mark, should we be giving more people iron?
Yeah, this was a really interesting study, very well done, and the results are kind of counterintuitive. So in 2015, when I was on the USPSTF, we concluded that the evidence was insufficient to recommend screening for iron deficiency in infants between 6 and 24 months. That doesn't mean don't do it. It doesn't mean do it. It just, there wasn't enough good evidence. And this kind of study is the evidence we were looking for. Screening is recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics between 9 and 12 months. And if they're anemic, they recommend iron supplementation for those kids. About 40% of kids, as you mentioned, younger than 5 years worldwide are anemic, and that those numbers are worse in low and middle income countries. So this trial was set in Bangladesh, where they identified 3,000 8-month-old infants who were developmentally normal. They were living in an area that had little iron in the groundwater, and they didn't have severe anemia, which they defined as hemoglobin less than 8 grams per deciliter or severe malnutrition. They got randomized to one of three groups. The first group got 12.5 milligrams of elemental iron in a syrup given once a day, plus a placebo packet of micronutrients. Second group got placebo iron syrup and a micronutrient powder that had elemental iron, vitamin A, vitamin C, folic acid, and zinc. Or a third group that got placebo of both. So at baseline, the groups were similar. About half were female. The average hemoglobin level was 11. About 27 to 30% were iron deficient. Trained medical research assistants did cognitive and developmental assessments. An analysis was by intention to treat. Medications or placebo were taken for 3 months in those three groups. And then they looked at the outcomes at the end of that 3-month period, as well as 9 months after the treatment was completed, which would be at about when they were 20 months of age. Overall, the adherence to taking these syrups and powders was good, about 87%. And at both time points, both right after they stopped taking the intervention drug and 9 months later, there were no differences between groups with regards to any cognitive or developmental outcomes. Now, they did reduce the likelihood that kids were iron deficient or have iron deficiency anemia, and there were no differences in serious adverse events, but also no benefits were seen. So bottom line, even in a population where the prevalence of iron deficiency is high, 3 months of supplementation had no effect on actual health outcomes. And so that would seem to undercut the recommendations for screening, particularly in lower prevalence populations, presumably like the U.S.
Yeah, interesting. Perhaps this anemia or iron deficiency anemia is a surrogate marker and we're overly fixated on it. But I wonder if 9 months was enough time. You know, with a 20-month-old, it's sort of hard to do sophisticated cognitive testing and things. Are they carrying this on to look at 2, 3, and 5 years of age or something?
I would hope so. I don't know from the report whether they're going to do that, but I would hope so. This is a lot of effort went into assembling this cohort and doing the intervention, and you would think that they would want to follow up later. I think that's an excellent point. This is a negative trial. It's not saying don't do it again, but it just doesn't provide any supporting evidence at this point. And you're right. I think, you know, low iron levels may not be the culprit. They may just be a marker of other problems or other issues with diet or with, living situation, and fixing the iron, kind of like fixing triglyceride levels or fixing, you know, vitamin B levels and vitamin D levels, doesn't necessarily make the patient healthier. It just fixes the level.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk again in a week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. Thank you.